At Eastern Michigan University today, the cheers from 50 years ago in Washington, D.C. were joined by applause from people in the Martin Luther King Jr. Gardens.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Following the recording of the historic I Have a Dream speech, Eastern Michigan University professor Ronald Woods and State Representative David Rutledge shared thoughts on King's efforts and where America stands today on civil rights issues. Professor Ronald Woods says King's speech helped us understand how America ended up where it was in 1963.
Was both a function of history that just unfolded, but a function of a grand backdrop to that history, of a nation that had been brought into being on principles of equality, independence, and freedom, but of a nation which at its origin had lost its way.
Woods says strategic challenges remain today, including the national debt, wars across the globe, and policy questions on health care and higher education. State Representative David Rutledge says the ceremony brought him back 50 years to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
It allowed me to reminisce. It took me back to a time when, in 1963, I was a high school graduate, but it was also a turbulent time. Those 60s, and particularly in 63. Even in my hometown, we could go into drugstores and spend money, but we couldn't sit down and eat a hamburger.
Rutledge says while progress has been made in some areas, there are other things King would find utterly amazing. He says this includes the efforts being made by some to take us back in time and restrict voting rights. Rutledge says, however, he believes the arc of the universe bends towards freedom and justice over time. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.